Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not
Ladies and gentlemen, Yes, excuse me. 11 and some. How's everybody doing? Is everybody good? Listen, I just want to throw a few things at you before this woman comes on. Later on this year, I'm not sure exactly, you know, what month it is, but the Get Your Woman Awards is coming up, so look forward to that. That will be coming real soon. If you're into Facebook, you can definitely go on there and see it. And if you are, you know, Felicia, whoever, or when you want to get some information, go on to just go on to Facebook because it's awesome. All right. And also tonight, for anybody that is a DJ Nice fan, guys, he's having a party. I want to say Bamboo. Okay, at 10 o'clock, and Mr. Cheeks is going to be out there. You guys remember Mr. Cheeks? Y'all remember that? The Cheeks. To the end. Well, I love that. As a matter of fact, I am not now vote. I've still got it in my my heart everywhere. I just love this cheat. So I don't know that I'm gonna go out there tonight, but I really kinda hope that I can get myself out there tonight. Let me see, it's Labor Day weekend. You guys be real safe out there, please take care of each other, okay? Be good and be safe. Okay. And the other thing I would like to say is this. It is none of my business, but here's the thing. The time that you guys put up there and write all of your business on Facebook, I guarantee you, if you focus yourself to good stuff or even read good stuff, you know, people are understanding, kids are understanding, you know, because I got to tell you, that Facebook is like a bed for people. That's all it really is. And I just think that you guys need to calm down. You guys need to bring it down. You guys need to come out of that space that you're in, you understand, and read good stuff. You know what I mean? So we are now waiting for Miss Tammy Roman. Tammy's playing around here, Tammy. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to do Janelle Barr is having, what is it, November? Okay, November the 9th. She's having a huge fashion show. I believe Z93 is sponsoring it. She got a few other sponsors as well. I'm sponsoring. It's just going to be awesome. I don't have the correct address right now, so I'm not sure about that, but it's definitely going down November the 9th. Jason's Beauty Agency will be giving a fabulous, fabulous fashion show. So look out for that as well. More information will come up with it for that. And she'll be sending out some posters and all kind of good stuff so you guys can see. And don't forget the cool story, everybody out there that's listening. We got that coming up real soon. Hopefully we can release it in we were thinking more, 14th. We're trying real hard, guys. It's been going on for almost 2 years. But I tell you something, nobody is going to be disappointed. If you are, I apologize in advance, but I got to tell you something. That is a story, and it's a beautiful story. And if anybody is a cougar, listen, you really, really, really got to go see this because, I guarantee your story is somewhere in there. You understand me? So please go see that. Get Your Awards is coming up real soon. Janelle has her fashion show November the 9th. DJ Nicey has some potatoes in the car at Bamboo with Mr. Cheeks. Okay, so we got a lot of great stuff going on, and y'all be careful out there. Please be careful. We don't need nothing bad tomorrow on the radio or anything like that. So while we're waiting for Miss Tammy, what we're going to do, as a matter of fact, I had Marie Lawson. She was from the X Factor. She was one of the contestants there, and I got a chance to interview her. She's a lovely lady, and she has some lovely music. So what we're going to do is I'm going to let you listen to her music just in case you never heard her before. It's called These Walls. Enjoy.
Got a nerve still right there and screaming, shouting me.
ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Marie Lawson. Speaking of her, she's going to be actually doing two tracks off the Cougar Story, and I'm looking for a few other people, but I'm actually handpicking people, so she's going to be one of the ones, guys, that's going to have, I believe, two tracks on here. Yeah, I really, really like her music. Listen, I'm not sure what's going on, but could you guys please hold on with me to see what's going on with Tammy? I'm hoping that she calls in so we can talk and get all in her business and all that stuff, so just please be patient. Please, and let's wait and see when she calls in. Also, Janelle Barr's agency. They're looking for some actors and actresses. What about models? Models too. Okay. Go to backstage.com. Janelle Barr Agency. They're looking for models. They're looking for actors. They're looking for actresses. As a matter of fact, Janelle just got what was the young lady's name? Christina Kayla. Congratulations to you. Janelle just got her unseen lady. She's an extra there. I want to say that, what was someone else? Charlie Gomez. He was another man. Yeah, he's wonderful. Yeah, he's wonderful. He's going to be going on there as well. So I will be giving you more information on everything that we got going on and everything that's going on and all those wonderful things that are going on. Okay? I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure what's going on, but what I will say is I'm going to wait for Miss Tammy. Oh, yes, I am. And I hope you guys wait with me, too. And if you can, I understand. So I tell you, we will probably go back to, instead of going back to Tim, I just wanted to rough up a little bit about the Cougar Story. I'm talking about it because I want to know if there's any Cougars out there in the hills. But anyway, this is a story that not only should Cougars see, but I got to tell you something. Everybody should see it. I'm talking about the teenage girls. I'm talking about the girls that, don't like cougars. I'm talking about the girls that like cougars. I'm talking about the, best cougars, bad cougars, good cougars, because we got them all out there. So what I did was I took the original one, which is me, and wrote my story. And I hope it touches everybody, and I believe that it would. And I hope it helps someone, and I believe that it would. Okay? So we're still waiting for Ms. Tammy Roman to call in, and I'm sure whatever it is that's going on should, take care of that and give us a call in just a little bit. So, ladies and gentlemen, just please sit tight. Hold on. And Tammy will be calling the room soon, I hope. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to Ms. Tamar Braxton. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Go.
Good.
Tammy laughing at me. Tammy, let me tell you something, baby. You are one of my favorite actresses. You are just one of my favorite people in the whole world. I truly, truly am honored tonight that you called in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah. So listen, I apologize for checking on you, but a person that wrote something on here, I wanted to ask about that, and we're going to do that a little later, but before we do that, can you please tell us what you got going on right now?
Right now, I've got a short film that I'm really, really excited about that I executive produced that was written by my daughter, Lyric, and it's doing the festival circuit. It's called Sundays at Noon. So up next, we've got the Phenom Festival in New Orleans. We've got Real Sisters Diaspora in New York and Hollywood Black Film Festival in L.A. So I'm really, really excited about people, you know, in those cities being able to see the film.
Wow. Could you give us a little sneak peek about what it's about?
It's actually about a father who gets joint custody of his daughter 12 years after not being involved with her in her life. And so this mm-hmm. captures the first weekend, court-ordered weekend, that they have to spend together and what happens when they have a conversation about why he hasn't been in her life.
Interesting. It's so funny because I don't know if a lot of people know this, you know, what you've done. I'm not sure how many people follow your career. I hope a lot did because I got to tell you something. You was doing some stuff I don't even think people know, or you might don't even remember yourself. When I had seen Basketball Wise, I said, oh, there goes my Tammy. But the funniest thing was, with all the stuff that was going on, it was very good. I was a fan of all of you guys, and I would love watching it. But this is what I did say. I said, if those people get the memo, did they see Real World or not? I said, did they see Real World? Oh, I want to shoot one of them, you know? I didn't know if they see Real World or not, because Tammy, you're not going to be playing with. You understand? And it was just so wonderful. I don't know if a lot of people did see Real World or didn't see Real World, but let's go back. Let's take them back a little bit. Tell them about Real World for the ones that don't know.
Well, Real World was one of the first, it was the first reality show. You know, Heather B. actually started the train moving because she was on the first installment and I was on the second one. You know, and it was just a new genre, a new format. It actually came about because they couldn't get funding to do it as a scripted show. So they decided to use real people, put cameras in a house and tape their lives. And that's how the whole reality concept was born.
And I don't think that a lot of people know that, so that's why I wanted you to take that back for people that are on here to know that that's where it all started at, you know? Because I think people just think it's like it just came out from out of the woodwork, but it didn't. It started a long time ago with you, darling. Even back then, you had a dance group or something? What happened with that?
I had a singing group, you know, and we got a record deal. We did our album. We did a couple of soundtracks. And, you know, then I got married to Kenny, another girl had a baby, somebody else, you know, did something else. And so, as you know, with women groups, you know, girls groups, we, you know, it just kind of fell apart at the hands of us, but not, you know, because of the label or anything like that. And we just never fulfilled the dream.
Wow. So are you going to be, I know we got a long ways before we see Basketball Wise, because you guys just started, but you had this green, I want to say, jumpsuit. No, it wasn't a jumpsuit. It was a green one with the shirt with the top and the bottom. Tim Luke, the So Fly. I got to tell you, honey.
Thank
you. You was in one of your episodes, I believe. And you just looked so cute. I think this is probably going down to the end. You know, of the Basketball Wives. But I was looking at her, I said, oh, my God, look, she looks so cute. Tammy, I have been a fan of yours. I am way older than you, but I've been a fan of yours for so long because you are truly the bomb. And, you know, I said this to myself,
you.
I wish, yeah, baby, I wish that they can look at you and other people more. And, I think they're sleeping on a lot of y'all. And I just really believe that you could really be a very good actress, producer, all that stuff, roll all up into one. When I seen you with Kevin, I'm supposed to be interviewing you, and I'm telling you, when I seen you with Kevin, I laughed so hard. He was on my show, too. He was wonderful.
Yes.
He was wonderful. He had me cracking up before. He had me cracking up Kevin before I even got started and stuff like that. But how did you get that little, you know, how did you get the part on there? Tell us about that.
On Bells?
No, not Bells. I want to talk about Bells, too. You got with I want to say Kevin Hart with the husband of Bob. You remember he had your bag? You were putting the bag of you could have found him.
Oh, that, you know, he reached out to me for, you're talking about for the BET Awards. He reached out to me when it was still a pilot, you know, it was still a concept, and they had this whole skit, you know, kind of bringing one of the, you know, the characters from Basketball Wives into that world. And so they reached out to me and asked me would I do it, and Kevin Hart and I have done several movies together, you know, before that moment on, you know, putting the real Hollywood husbands together. And so I say absolutely, because I love him. I think he's so talented and so funny. And, you know, I've known him so long. I jumped at the chance to be involved, you know, in the inception stages. I'm a little salty that they haven't brought me on the show. I might have to, you know, get at him about that. But, you know, I
yeah,
was part of the beginning.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with you too, 100% with that. I don't know if you remember this. You should, because you were there. You remember the hood rat?
The hood. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I think I was going to tell you something. You don't even remember your own self. Tony was the go-go judge.
Yes, Judge Bankhead.
How did you get that?
You know, I was working and doing things in the industry, and I had a friend at the time who knew the casting director, and she brought me on, you know, onto the film, and I just played, you know, the judge, and the director, Leslie Small, and I developed a friendship, and he brought me in. So, you know, work is work, and work begets work, so I jump at every opportunity that I am presented with to be able to act and do scripted programming.
So tell me, where is your baby at? When I say baby, I mean, where is it, what you want to do the most of, whether it be acting, directing, singing, whatever. What is the most thing that you want to put a lot of energy in?
Well, I love being in front of the camera. I love the craft of acting. You know, I'm not somebody who woke up one day and said, you know, I think I want to be an actress. You know, I'm not one of those people. I've actually studied with Chip Fields and Mariska Phillips. You know, so I take it very, very seriously. And to me, to be able to be, you know, in a big production film, or, you know, because I've done a lot of films and they're all independent, but to be able to do something on a larger scale, or, you know, a 1-hour drama, that would be an amazing opportunity for me.
Wow, that's why I said they're sleeping on a lot of you guys. I think the ones that are doing it, not to say anything bad about them, but I think that you guys are awesome. Tell us about Bells and if it's coming back.
Bells, unfortunately, is not coming back. You know, it was a great opportunity. I just am so humbled because I got to go to set and work with Ella Joyce and Keith David and Elise Neal and crazy Miguel Nunez, and it really was a family environment. And, you know, I actually enjoyed getting up and going to work, you know, and Ed Weinberger is an amazing writer and executive producer. So it was just something that I wanted to be a part of. I love, you know, the TV One family. So when they afforded me that opportunity, I just wanted to give it my all and show up and show and prove every day, you know. So I was a little sad that it didn't take off and that we're not coming back, but the experience, you know, I wouldn't have traded it for anything.
And to add to that, you did a wonderful job, because, like, when you see you on Basketball Wives, you know, you're a lot of fun. You're just full of fun. I don't know why people take things so seriously. But on there, you just, like, did a whole twist. I was like, wow. You know, so
yeah.
You did. And anybody that was looking at that should have seen how you're so versatile. You know what I mean? But hopefully,
you
know, hopefully with all the stuff that you're doing, Kimmy, I wish you, oh, my God, so much success, because you've been out here for a long time. For anybody that do not know, let me tell you, you've been out here for a long, long time, and I think there are some people that just I've heard people when they say, oh, you know, they just picked you through Basketball Wives. Y'all are so not understanding. She was out here for a long, long time. You know,
yes.
Yeah, baby, and I hope you get that break that you deserve. I really do.
Thank you.
Things come along real good, but you need that break that you definitely deserve. Tell me about Basketball Wives. Are you coming back for the next season?
I don't know. You know, I hate to sound so exasperated about the whole thing, but I really don't know. I don't know how much more I have to give. to this particular situation. You know, if I were to even continue in reality TV, it would have to be a situation that really focused on me and my daughters and my, you know, my everyday life and me and my real friends, you know, core set of friends and the people that are around me, and really just being able to open up those other, you know, parts of my life. Because on Basketball Wives, you know, it's an ensemble piece, so we really don't get to delve too much into too many areas and things that we have going on, because they have to cover, you know, between 5 and 7 women's lives, you know. So, you know, I don't know if I would come back. I don't even know if they're going to get a season 6, you know. So I'm just trying to figure out my next play, my next move.
Well, you're doing your reality show. You know, that would be awesome. I think you're two girls, and they are just too darling in one of the episodes, and I think that would be so awesome for you guys. So I hope you can get a palette show or something, because, it's garbage out here right now. You know what I mean? I know it's garbage. That guy's still trying to act. That's ridiculous. You know,
right.
Not people like you that know exactly, yeah. And you know, people like you that's been out here for a long time, you know? And so I was like, when Janelle said, I asked her, would you come when you came? I said, oh, my God, I'm going to fall out. Tammy, I promise you, I loved you from way back in Real World. You are just too cute. You don't take
no
mess. Yeah, girl, you don't take no mess, and you're so real. I like that. I like that stuff. So, you know, with all that being said, everybody that's on, I really, really admire, I adore, and I honor Miss Tammy Roman. You understand? Listen, I'm not sure. It's up to you whether you would or not. But it's this young lady. She, Tammy, she's never missed my show. I did over 300 shows. And I never, ever let anybody talk to anybody. But is there any chance you would say hello to her?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Is she on?
Let me see. Wait. Hello, you there? Hello? Miss Woods, are you
there? Hello. Yes, I am.
Hi.
You're not falling out because Tammy's on the phone, right?
No, I'm good.
You okay?
How
all
are
right,
you?
All right.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Well,
thank you for joining
good.
The call.
Thank you for coming on her show.
Yeah, Tammy gave me another bang back up in here. Yeah. Okay, listen, Ms. Wendy, you should only hear what else on the mother. Tammy, thank you so much for telling her hello. Because I believe that the last star that I had that was huge like you is Kevin Hart. And then I had a lot of doctors and lawyers and things of that nature. So, you know, do your picture on Facebook. I mean, like, you know what? I just get a lot of women, men are not on too much here because they lock their husbands in the closet. The picture is just sick.
Thank you.
So every time you look at, you know, and tell me, I gotta tell you something. When you marry the gentleman, don't you know, it's been quite some time now, and you look great. For your age, you look really good. I'm not gassing you up enough because I ain't want to gas nobody up. I'll tell you in a minute. But you was always so darling to me. I just thought you was the cutest thing, had the cutest smile. You was a little bad, Tammy. You were a little bad, but, you know, on Real World. But
I'm working at it. It's a work in progress. Trust me.
I know. Tell me and tell the people on here. We have 907 people on here. Hi, y'all. What would you want us? What do you want us to know about you, Tammy?
Well, most of my business is out there, but no, it's all on TV. But, you know, I think that, you know, people just have to always remember that they are watching a TV show, and, you know, a lot of the things that happen on our show, they're still making characters out of each and every person that's on the show. But I'm sure that everybody that's on the call, you're not a one-dimensional person. And if I, you know, turned the camera around on you and showed parts of your life, and then once I looked at all that footage and said, okay, well, I'm just going to always take every time she's cursing somebody out, and I'm going to take every time this person's with a new dude, and I'm going to take the, you know. So they eventually end up subliminally making us characters to the viewers. But, you know, I guess if I wanted to tell everyone to be mindful that, what you see on Basketball Wives, I take full responsibility for every action that I've ever done on the show, but that's not who I am 90% of the time of my life. You know, I'm a mother, I'm in church, I have a wonderful church family, church home, you know, I have charities, you know, I've got businesses, and I think that a lot of that is not shown on Basketball Wives, so you kind of get pigeonholed into thinking I'm one way all the time. But I can assure you that I do not have boxing gloves on right now. You know, I don't have a glass of water that I'm ready to throw at somebody, you know. And so, you know, I just think that people need to be mindful that they are watching a television show and then just try to take the journey the best way that it's being presented. And if you find something of value in it, then receive it. And other than that, consider the rest strictly entertainment.
Man, that was so beautifully said. I couldn't have said it better myself. That was so beautifully said. You know, I don't, the funny thing about me, when I first did Basketball Wives, one of the things I don't do is take things personal. So I never looked at anyone and said, oh, she's bad, she's this, she's that, da, 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 da. I've never done it. But what I did do was I said, Tammy is on there. And I got to tell you something, this is no disrespect to anybody because they all did a good job. But if you left or if you leave, they lost a viewer.
Oh, thank you. I mean, well,
yeah,
I think.
They're in trouble. They're in trouble. I'm sorry. What his name is? Shamil Keel, what his wife's name is? Shawnee, I'm very sorry.
Shawnee
would,
mm-hmm.
Yes, she would be very angry because I promise you she would lose a viewer. That's right.
You well, you know, I still think all the other girls, you know, have a story. And, you know, like I said, if somebody, you know, finds value in whatever it is people are offering up, because, you know, it's hard to open up your whole life, you know, for people to be able to judge and be able to, you know, have commentary about. So it's really a difficult process to endure because not everybody's going to love you, you know, and those moments are very difficult for all of us that are on the show. So, you know, even if I left, I would hope people would still watch. You know, but, you know, but I understand if somebody made a decision not to, you know, I guess it is what it is at that point.
Yes, because I love entertainment. I love real people, and that's what you represent. And Evelyn's wonderful, too. Well, I thought, you know, everybody's pretty on there that's really good. But you have something that stands out. It salutes. And if that's gone, there's nobody to salute to. So for me, it would become very boring, you know, just see pretty women on, you know, on the show. So honestly, the 907 people that are listening, if Sandy leaves, I'm not going to watch it. Oh, you too, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you bring that show. You let me tell you, when that show comes on, it's like, hello, Tammy's here, baby.
Thank
so,
you.
I think you did a terrific job. And you know what? Tammy, I really wish that somebody really look at your craft. I really do. And get these.
Me too.
Get these R&B singers off. They don't know how to act. And put the real people like you on. You know, the ones that know what they're doing, the ones that want to do it, you know, and you're not just getting it because you sing a song. You understand? So
right.
I'm going to root for you. Your beautiful pictures on my Facebook. And I got to tell you something. You are such a wonderful person to me. I can't speak for everybody else. You may hear some other bad names, but I love you. And
thank you.
I can't wait. Yes, baby. I can't wait to see you just grow. Tammy, just grow. Don't stop. Just grow. Do what you're doing. And I can't wait to see your next episode.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't even know what they're going to show. I watched last Monday's, you know, so, you know, we don't get to see them in advance. I wish we could, but we don't get that blessing, you know, so
yeah.
I watch it when everybody else is watching it, you know, and
really?
I'm just as surprised at some things as everybody else is.
Wow. That's awesome, though. I see it's getting good. It's coming. You got some new chicks in there and stuff like that. It's coming, you know, and I think it's one chick there. She had some short hair or something like that. I want her to watch out. You know, I need her.
Kasha,
you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm going to do? You know what? I am going to send the real world. What are all these people? They haven't seen that?
Well, you know, Tasha, you know, we didn't know much about each other coming into the situation, and I definitely didn't know anything about her, but, you know, even if she wasn't familiar with the real world, I'm sure she's seen Basketball Wives in action, you know, so that was really, where I was coming from, you know, in meeting her was like, you know, I'm tired, you know, I'm tired of trying to tell people who I am, you know, like you know the show, you should know by now, you know, I don't want to have to say this, that, or the other. I've been very clear, you know, and I just, and I wanted her to get to know me for me without me having to go through all of that, you know, and so we'll see how that all plays out. I can't give too much away.
I understand it now, and I'm glad because I can't wait to see it. I really can't wait to see it, but I just kind of hope that you stay. You know, it would benefit each and every last one of them. So, and if you go up, I'm not going to watch it because it won't be no meaning to me. I don't just watch anything just to be watching it. You know what I mean? I watch stuff that I really, really like, and, you know, I'm getting ready to sit up and get ready to watch it and lay in my bed and all that good stuff. So you're one of those people that I did that for because I've liked you for such a long time. I just wanted to share something with you real quick, and I hope to God that it doesn't bother you. I might have asked, but I just want you to know that me and you together, we have something in common. My mother just passed as well.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. So I just wanted to share that with you. That's all. And I know it's something you don't want to talk about, but I just wanted to tell you we have that in common. And it just made me more closer to you because, you know, my mother just passed. So other than that, you know, I just wanted to share that with you, Miss Tammy, girl. So listen, boyfriend, you got a boyfriend, Tammy?
No, I'm single. You know, I was in a 5.5-year relationship for most of the seasons on Basketball Wives, and when we started taping this season, it, you know, we just decided to part ways, and so now I'm single.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know you were dating anybody. They didn't put that out there on me to take out.
Yeah, I chose to keep that part of my life private. You know, I do feel like I put so much out on the show that my relationship, mm-hmm. I just wanted to keep that close to my heart.
Exactly. So are you looking to date, you know, right now or not really?
No, I'm looking to date now. You know, I think it's been enough time.
What kind of guys are you attracted to? You should laugh. What kind of guys are you attracted to?
You know, I don't have a type. That's the thing. Like, I sat down and thought about it one day, and it's like, in terms of physical, I've dated short guys, I've dated tall guys, I've dated thin guys, I've dated, you know, muscular guys. You know, I don't really have a type, but I just would prefer somebody that is, you know, spiritual and grounded and, you know, has stability and understands, you know, and values commitment and, you know, family and the word of God. And if they've got that, you know, I don't care what you look like, you know, I can get past the one eye and the limp leg, you know, but
yeah.
But you gotta have those things.
Oh my goodness, you are so funny, let me tell you. I knew I was gonna have a good time with you, but I was waiting for you. Oh my goodness. Listen, Tammy, real quick, tell us a little bit about your daughter's careers. What do they got going on?
Well, Lyric is away at school right now. She's attending Baylor University, and she's in the process of starting a singing group for herself because her and her sister decided they didn't want to work together anymore, that, you know, they'd rather be sisters. And Jazz has a rap group called The Fooligans, and so, you know, they're working on their music, and, you know, I'm managing them and kind of guiding them, and hopefully they'll be signed, you know, soon.
Okay. Are they on YouTube?
Jazz is on YouTube with her music solo, but the group was just formed, and so they're in the process of working on stuff and being able to put stuff out there now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, listen, you got to make me a promise right here. Once some girls get way or where they need to get to, you're ready, they got to come on my show.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Tammy, seriously, you are wonderful, and I like you, and I just adore you. I really did. I did way back in the days. I know you're tired of hearing that, but I think you're fabulous. You understand?
Thanks.
So with that being said, is there anything else you would like to say to any of my friends on the show?
No, I didn't know if they had questions or if they wanted to say something to me, but, you know, I think you did an amazing interview, and I think we got some questions answered, but, you know, I didn't know if they had any questions for me.
Yeah, a lot of the times what I normally do is it's be so many people. It's like 907 people on here, and if I let one on, you know, they'll say, well, why didn't you, you know. So what I do is I gave my favorite person that never missed a show, which is Mia, and I let her say hello to all of my celebrities. Because if I hit this thing with 900, oh, Lord have mercy, all of y'all be on here acting crazy.
Right. But the well, they is, can tweet you a question, and
yeah,
I can
yeah,
answer
they could.
It if they.
That's right. That's right. So if there's anything, guys, you want to ask women. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, my. You know what, Timmy? Now they're about to get me going. What? Some dude came on here talking about, can you please have your telephone number? Really, dude?
Yeah.
Really,
no.
Oh, my God. He said he's stalking you. He's stalking you. Oh, that's retarded right there. Oh, my God. He's stalking her. He looking at Facebook? Well, that dude is, ooh, give me watch out. If he say he's stalking you.
Oh, man.
What is it?
That's funny.
Oh, somebody says single. Let me find out. I have the chat room open, so I'm listening to what they're writing. You guys need to tweet Kenny that stuff so she can answer y'all that way. Okay, listen, when you game on, you look great, Kenny. It's still got that, I think that you are, what's the name of that, I want to say?
Envy
yeah.
Clinical.
Yeah, you still got that going on?
I don't, no, no longer, because I lost 42 pounds, you know, and it worked wonders for me, and now that I've lost the weight, I don't need to continue it, you know, in terms of that, because that would be unhealthy, you know, for me to still keep promoting, you know, a product that, you know, I've already reached my maximum potential with. So, you know, but I do still stand behind the product. And like I said, it worked for me. And if people follow, you know, the instructions and the way they suggest that you use it, incorporate, you know, exercise into your daily activity as best you can. And exercise doesn't have to mean going to the gym. You know, it's, you could do jumping jacks in your headroom. You could walk your dog. You could walk the stairs in your house. You know, just some type of physical activity. You know, people will see a difference, and it really did work for me. But I'm no longer actively promoting it because I've reached my weight loss goals.
Okay. That's not, oh gosh, you just put words together so beautifully. Someone's asking you a question. They want to ask you, she gives, what kind of information, is that what you're saying? What kind of advice did you give upcoming actresses?
Make sure you study. That's the biggest advice that I could give you, is to make sure you get with a coach that really knows what they're doing, understands technique and scene study, and then people watch, because characters and people that you see on the street will become some of your best characters when you have to play certain roles. You know, I tend to always, you know, I'm from New York, so I see there's a lot of amazing things to see on the streets of New York, and I've been able to pull a lot of those images into characters that I've played, you know, with from Judge Bankhead, like you said, to crack addict in MacArthur Park, to the lesbian lover, to the stripper in Parts. You know, I've been able to just use people as my biggest coaches.
Awesome. You came from New York, Aunt Tammy? Did you come from New York? Did you not?
Yes, I'm from New York, White Plains, New York.
Me too, baby. Me
White
too.
Plains?
No. I lived on 145th and Willis Avenue in the Bronx.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and I left there when I was like 18 and came down here. I'm not going to tell you my age, Terry, now. But I can tell you my age. But I've been down here for quite some time. I've got a beautiful daughter and two sons. I'm a granny, too, as well. But I'm just
congratulations.
Really, really, thank you. I just really, really want to thank you so much. You are truly like a true person. And you know what? I tell you that. I have to say this for all you guys who are listening. Tammy, don't you know you never changed all the way back from, I want to say, Real World? You're the same person. You just got smarter. You know more. You grow more. You know, mentally and all that good stuff. But you're the same person. You know, so that's why I, you know, sometimes I get a little upset when I'm thinking that somebody's looking at it and thinking that you're that girl. You know what I mean? And
right.
Sometimes you get the raw end of the deal of a lot of stuff, you know? They don't say it to me. you know, but, they, you know, people just, you know, and they're always putting you somewhere where it's not even true, da-da-da-da. So one of the things I want you to know is that I have been watching you since you was on Real World. I followed your career all the way up until now, and I cannot wait to see your daughters come out, and I can't wait to see you do the damn own thing.
Thank you. Thank you
so
much for that.
Oh, God, you're so welcome, darling. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen, people, y'all need to go and do it on Twitter, okay? Now, who was it, the girl thing? Do you have any acting workshops?
I will be. I actually live part-time between Los Angeles and Houston, and I'll be bringing some acting workshops at the beginning of the year to start, you know, 2014 off right. And, you know, my pastor always talks about, you know, first fruits and paying it forward. And so my contribution to that, you know, to the craft of acting, I want to bring workshops here to Houston and get some of this local talent trained by people that really know what's going on and bring some casting directors from Los Angeles here and really have like an actor studio type setup where people can come and get their questions answered and bring photographers in who know good quality pictures and just really educate people so that when they get out there and start trying to really do this thing, they're armed with the proper materials.
Okay. Well, how was it? I think it was in Dallas, Texas. Didn't we send some people out there? I don't know if Tammy got to meet them, but we definitely sent some people out there. How was that? How did that go for you?
Oh, it was cute. It was real cute. You know, the venue was amazing, the Shark Bar, and, you know, a lot of people came out and supported. The DJ was amazing, and Vita Loca's crazy, you know. You know, DJ Chaotic is from Queens, you know, so he represented, and, you know, I really had a nice time. I have found that Texans are very hospitable people, you know, genuinely nice people, and I think that's why I fell in love with the state in general.
Wow. So are you something else coming up like that again?
I have an appearance coming. Let me try to think about my calendar now. You know, put me on the spot. I don't want to say something before something else. In the wrong week about something. I think the next time I got something coming up is Lafayette, Louisiana. And that's coming up on the 21st. And I'm coming down there as a part of a birthday party, and I'm going to be speaking at a college in Daytona, Florida on the 20th. So, you know, I'm really, you know, trying to get out there and just let people know, dilute some of the imagery that you see on Basketball Wives and really just let people know what I'm really all about. So I'm excited about the college opportunity. I can't wait for that.
Oh, that's beautiful. When you get a little more closer to me, if you're going to come see you, I'm going to bring my people and make sure that we come and see you when you get a little closer to Charleston, South Carolina. I originally came from New York, but I live here now. So, like, if you're in Atlanta, I want to say anything that's 8 hours, we're coming to see you.
Oh, I would love that. I think I'm actually scheduled to be in North Carolina next month, you know, in that area, in that general area. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the front door. We'll be there then. You just keep up us on everything, please. I would love to meet you in person. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Same here.
And I think you're I think you're phenomenal. And Tammy, I like you, love you from the heart. And your girls are beautiful, okay?
Thank you.
And
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
You're so welcome. You too, darling. We support you 100%, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody have a good night.
All right, y'all. That's Tammy Roman.
Bye.
I love her so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Tamar Braxton, the one. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah.